弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督已经复活。
Dear brothers and sisters, He is risen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Praise、
我们何必可以跟你前后排的人，不要跟你旁边，旁边人好像你都认识哈。你跟前后排的人说恭喜恭喜哈。
And say the people behind you or in front of you, in front of you, say congratulations, He is risen.
感谢赞美主，基督已经复活。
He is risen.
不仅仅是基督的复活，关键是我们将来也会像基督一样复活。
Not only He is risen, one day will be resurrected as well.
所以这就是我们现在所有的盼望。
And that's the hope we have right now.
那我们刚才读这段圣经呢，就看到两个门徒走在去以马忤斯的路上。
And so we saw the two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
那么他们就在谈论耶稣复活的事。
They were talking, discussing whether Jesus was resurrected at the time.
怎么可能会有这样的事情？他们有心中很多的怀疑。
And they, how can that happen? So they have a lot of doubts.
那么上周呢，我们分享了基督徒是否可以怀疑。
Last week we talked about can Christian have doubts.
怀疑确实是存在的。
But doubts does exist.
如果突然天哪天早上你睁开眼睛一看，你一点怀疑都没有了。
So one day when you wake up in the morning, you have no doubts at all.
你知道发生什么事吗？
Do you know what happened?
你已经离开这个世界了。
You already left this world.
那么怀疑其实本身并不可怕。
Doubt itself is not horrible.
可怕的是我们不知道怎么去对付它。
The terrible thing is that we don't know how to deal with it.
那么今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
我们自然要讲复活的事情。
Of course, we'll talk about resurrection.
关于复活，大家就有很多的疑问。
So because resurrection, a lot of people have doubts.
那么圣经里有多少处记载复活的事情呢？
Do you know how many times the Bible recorded about people raised from dead?
那你一看我讲到的题目就知道了。
And so you can know my topic, so you will know.
圣经中里记载了十个复活的故事。
Bible recorded 10People raised from dead.
那今天我们就一个一个的来看。
So let's look at every event.
那么我们来思想这些复活和耶稣基督的复活有什么不同的地方。
And let's examine each one of them. What's the difference and similarities?
也是告诉我们，我们庆祝复活节的时候，我们的盼望到底在哪里。
And also tell us when we celebrate Easter, what is our hope?
那么旧约里面呢，记载了三个复活的事情。
In the Old Testament, recorded three events about people raised from dead.
那么先知以利沙和他的老师以利亚哈。
Elisha and Elijah.
那么他们两个人一共有三个复活的神迹。
And there's three events talk about they raised people from dead.
那以利沙呢，行的第一个复活的神迹呢，是确实不是在以色列的，是在一个外邦人的地方。
And so the Elijah, the first one is not in Israel, it's outside Israel.
因为以利亚说天不下雨三年就干旱嘛，结果就是干旱。
And so there was a drought at the time.
于是有饥荒。
And there was a famine.
那神说你以利亚，你要到这个外邦人的地方去了。
So the Lord tell Elijah that go to somewhere else.
那么在撒勒法这个地方有一个寡妇。
And so there's a Zarephath, there's a widow.
虽然是一个饥荒的年份，但她乐意来接待以利亚。
Even was a famine at that time, but she was willing to receive Elijah.
当这个寡妇的儿子生病死了的时候。
And when her son was ill and died.
那么这个寡妇就请以利亚去告诉他，他的儿子已经死了。
So this widow told Elijah that her son has died.
所以以利亚就伏在这个死了的孩子身上祷告。
So the Elijah stretched himself over the body of the little boy.
一共有三次哈。
And he did it three times.
那么最终这个孩子就活过来了。
So this young boy was alive again.
所以这是圣经里记载的第一个复活的故事。
And this is the first one that talk about someone raised from dead.
第二个复活的故事是以利亚的门徒，他的名字叫以利沙。
And so the second one talk about the disciple of Elijah is Elijah.
那么他在书念的这个地方遇到一个大 户人家的妇人。
Elisha actually met the Shunem women.
那么这个妇人呢，他们家很富有。
And she was very wealthy.
但是她就是接待了以利沙。
And she also received Elijah.
她就强留以利沙在她的家
去。And she kept him over there.
那么但是这个妇人她没有孩子。
But she did not have any children.
所以以利沙就为她祷告。
Elijah asked her to pray for her.
那么祷告之后呢，这妇人就生了个小孩。
And then later that she bore a child.
那么这个儿子长大了，有一天突然间呢，他就生病，他就死去了。
And that son grew up and one day became ill and died.
于是这个书念的妇人呢，就走路一直到了加密山去见这个神人。
This Shunem woman actually went all the way to the mountain, want to see the prophet.
那么以利沙呢，就特别到了这个书念妇人的家中。
And Elijah actually went to her house.
他是两次伏在这个孩子的身上。
Twice that he stretched himself over the child.
为他祷告。
And pray for him.
结果这个孩子也活过来了。
And this child also brought back to life.
那么旧约里讲的第三个复活的故事比较有特别。
And the third talk about someone came alive was very unique.
这个是讲到以利沙他死了之后被埋葬了。
And talk about Elisha died and was buried.
那么有一天呢，正好有人死了，他们在出殡啊。
And so there was one day there not a person who died and then they has a buried service.
正好赶上摩亚人来侵犯，于是有军队来打仗，他们就突然害怕，就把这个死人就丢在以利沙的这个坟墓里面。
And there was a military troop and was on the way and the peoplewere afraid, so they just threw the body on the road.
所有的人都逃散了。
Everybody's ran away.
谁知道这个死人的尸体碰到了以利沙的骨头，居然活过起来了。
And so the body of the dead person actually touched the bone of Elijah, actually came alive.
那么就站起来走回家去了。
And actually stood up and walked home.
其实关于犹太人对于复活呀，是有不同的看法。
And Jewish people have different views about resurrection.
有人有一派是相信说，哦，是有复活的事情。
And some of them believe there was a resurrection.
那有一派的是相信说，没有复活的事情。
And the others are do not believe in resurrection.
所以跟基督教不一样。
And it's different than Christianity.
对于我们基督徒来说，复活是我们教义的核心的核心。
For Christians, the resurrection, I believe, is one of the fundamental doctrines of our faith.
如果没有复活，我们就没有将来的盼望。
Without resurrection, we have no hope.
那么到了新约的话，耶稣基督也有行过这样的神迹。
So in New Testament, we talk about Jesus has so many miracles.
那么耶稣有几个使死人复活的神迹呢？
How many that Jesus has raised people from dead?
有三个。
There are three of them.
第一个就是在拿因城。
The first one was the city of Nain.
这个在加利利的地方。
It was in over Galilee.
那么有个寡妇的儿子死了。
And there was a son of a widow who died.
那么在出殡的时候啊，碰到了耶稣和他的门徒。
And so during the burial service as well that they met Jesus.
那么耶稣呢，这个让死人复活的神迹啊，跟旧约的先知不太一样。
And Jesus, how people, Jesus raised people from dead is different than the prophets.
你知道，先知都是要祷告，然后还要再祷告，哈。
And those prophets, they pray and pray over again.
你知道，这个神迹是非常不容易的，哈。
And because miracles are very difficult.
但是耶稣在拿因城行的这个神迹非常的简单。
But for Jesus, it's very easy to perform miracle.
他只是说吩咐这个死人起来。
He command the dead raise up.
于是他就复活了。
And so that dead person was alive.
所以这个显示了耶稣基督啊，他是神的儿子，他有不一样的权柄在他身上。
That demonstrates he is the son of God. He's different.
那么第二次耶稣使死人复活呢，大家是非常熟悉，那个是叫雅鲁的女儿。
And so the second one you may be familiar is the daughter of Jairus.
那么雅鲁的女儿生病很重，她的父亲就会 求耶稣去医治她。
And she was extremely ill, so that her father went to ask Jesus to heal her.
那么耶稣在去他家的路上啊。
And Jesus was on their way to their house.
那有一个患血漏的女人，因为摸了耶稣的衣服，她怎么她就得到医治。
And there's a woman suffering from bleeding and touched his cloth and then was healed.
当耶稣到了雅鲁的家里面。
And when Jesus arrived Jairus' house.
哎，他要复活的这个神迹。也是非常简单。
And so the miracle he was going to perform was also easy.
那么圣经告诉我们他是怎么他是拉着雅鲁女儿的手就让她起来了。
He was holding her hand and asked her to get up.
所以我们知道耶稣真是他是一个生命的主所以生命是在他手里面的。
And she's the Lord of life, that life is in her hand, in his hand.
那么最奇特的神迹是耶稣行的第三个复活的神迹。
So more special miracles is the third one.
这个神迹我们去年刚刚讲过哈。
And we have talked about the last year.
那就是耶稣使拉撒路复活。
And Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
啊，其他的复活讲的就是很短的哈。
And others are talk about is very short.
这个复活的故事在圣经里面讲的是最长的。
This event that we have talked about in length in the Bible.
几乎用了一整章的。篇幅来讲复活
and use a whole chapter to describe this event.
那么拉撒路不仅如此而且是因为拉撒路别的人复活都是因为他刚刚死还可以把他复活过来
and so Lazarus' event is a little bit different. Other people, they were just dead and then it's easy maybe to raise them from dead.
因为犹太人相信呢说人如果死后三天之内呢他的灵魂呢好像还可以还没有走哈 还可以把它再招回来。
And Jewish believe that if you die within three days, their soul still maintained there and maybe can bring it back.
但是拉撒路已经四天了。
And Lazarus died for four days.
他姐姐都说他说不定已经臭了。
He probably already became very stinky.
但是我们看到耶稣怎么样行的这个神迹。
How did Jesus perform the miracle?
耶稣就举目望天哈。
And Jesus looked up.
他说父啊。我感谢你。
And he said, Father, I thank you.
因为你已经听了我的祷告。
Because you have heard me.
所以他就大声地呼喊说拉撒路出来。
He cried out with a loud noise, Lazarus, come out.
说拉撒路居然就从坟墓里面走出来。
Lazarus rose from the dead, from the tomb.
所以这是耶稣所行的三个复活的神迹。
And this is three miracles that Jesus performed.
那么三个加三个已经有几个六个。
Three plus three equals six.
那么后边我们还剩四个哈。
So we got four more.
那么那四个神迹是谁所行的呢
？And who performed the last four?
耶稣的门徒。
There's apostles.
彼得行过神迹，使死人复活。
And Peter raised people from dead.
那么圣经记载，彼得去传教的时候，他在约帕这个地方有一个女信徒，她的名字叫大比大。
And so then when disciple Peter was preaching the gospel, then he met this, there was a woman, a believer in Joppa at Tabitha.
那么大比大呢圣经记载他广行善事多行周济。
She did a lot of good deeds and was helping poor.
所以我们看到这几个复活神迹的妇女啊都是有很好的怎么样很好的信心哈。
And so you see those women usually have very, very good faith.
那么有一天他患病死去了。
And so one day she was ill and died.
所以彼得就赶到了大比大的家中。
And so Peter went over there.
那么他就去为他祷告。
And he started praying for her.
最后彼得命令他起来大比大就睁开了眼睛。
And so he demanded that get up, and so she opened her eyes.
所以我们看到说这个使徒的让人复活的方法跟那些先知是很相似的。
And so you see the way,How the apostle did to raise people from death is very similar to those prophets.
哎呀，他们花很长时间的祷告才可以。
And they spend a lot of time to pray.
那么除了彼得呢，保罗也行过复活的神迹。
And beside Peter, Paul also did the same thing.
那么圣经记载到有一次保罗讲道讲到半夜哈。
And so one time Paul was preaching till midnight.
那么还好你们不用担心，我不会讲到下午哈。
Trust me, I'm not going to preach until this afternoon.
教会今天肯定有午餐哈。
I guarantee you we have a lunch.
那么不过呢，就是要集中精神一点。
But you need to concentrate.
因为有一个少年人，他叫尤推古的。
And there was a young man, his name is Eutychus.
他在坐在窗户那儿听讲道。
He was sitting on the windowsill.
大概不知是保罗讲的太枯燥了，还是他太疲乏哈。
And whether was Paul was too boring, or he was too tired.
从窗户上掉下去，从三楼掉下去，他摔死了。
As he fell from the third floor and died.
然后保罗就跑到楼下去，伏在这个死人的身上，怎么样？也是祷告。
And Paul lay on top of this young man, holding him and bring and also pray.
最后抱着他，就让他活过来了。
Holding him and bring him to life.
所以大家听我讲到要有精神。
And so when you listen to my preaching, you need to be focused.
万一你从椅子上摔下去的话
，just in case you fall from your chair.
我可没有那个让你复活的本事哈。
I do not have ability to resurrect you from the dead.
所以呢，这个我们看到这个使徒啊，这个。彼得跟保罗他有让人复活的方式跟先知是很相似的。
So the apostle and the prophets, what they did for raise people from dead are very similar.
那么第九个我们今天要讲的复活这个故事也是非常特别。
And the next one has very unique.
圣经里就讲那么一句话哈。
And only describing one sentence.
在马太福音记载说耶稣复活之后呢在有些旧约时代的先知他们也复活了。
And they talk about the after Jesus resurrected, and there was some of the old saints in Old Testament were resurrected as well.
那么这个复活特别在哪里呢
？And what is unique about this?
特别是它不是说一个人的复活，有好多人复活。
They're not talking about just one person was resurrected, it's multiple people.
而且这个人复活了之后他们就进到耶路撒冷城里面去。
After they came alive, they walked to the Jerusalem.
然后就跟所有看见的人说耶稣复活的事情。
And so they start talking to other people about Jesus was resurrected.
我们不知道有多少人。
We have no idea how many people were involved.
圣经也没有告诉我们这些人后来都跑到哪里去了。
And Bible did not describe where did they go afterwards.
所以这个复活是非常有意思的一个记载。
And this is a very unique resurrection.
那最后我跟大家要分享的就是第十个就是耶稣基督的复活。
So the last one, the tenth one, is Jesus' resurrection.
那么耶稣基督的复活跟前面的复活完全都不一样。
His resurrection is totally different than previous one.
我们看到耶稣复活之后，他有一个什么？有一个新的身体。
After he was resurrected, he had a new body.
那么以前复活过的人怎么样？他还会再死去的。
And those previous one was resurrected, but they died again.
他活过来还是原先像我们现在这样的身体。
And when even they became alive, they still hold the same body.
但耶稣复活是一个不一样的复活。
But Jesus' resurrection is totally different.
所以我们看到刚才那影片啊，所以耶稣就说：“你们来摸我，我不是一个鬼魂而已啊。”
And so come to touch me. Look at the video. I'm not just a ghost.
所以他的门徒去摸他，哎，是这个是有一个，确实是肉身在这里哈。
And so the disciple tried to touch him. Yeah, there's a flesh there.
但是我们看到耶稣发光，是不是
？And you can tell he's shining.
哎，原来这个是救恩，是神给我们最好的礼物。他要赐给我们一个像耶稣基督这样的身体。
Salvation is the best gift that God can give to us. One day we will have the body just like Jesus.
而且我们刚才看到影片，耶稣也说了，你们有没有吃的
？And Jesus said, "Do you have anything to eat?"
不是耶稣饿了
，It's not because he's hungry.
要向他们证明说什么？我是确确实实的一个人。
He won't try to testify that he is a real.
我可以吃东西的。
I can eat.
那甚至耶稣跟他的门徒在一起吃什么？吃鱼。
And furthermore, that he was eating and enjoying the fish with them.
因为这个当时犹太人认为这个鬼魂呢是不会吃鱼的哈。
And so at the time, the ghosts would not eat fish.
所以呢，耶稣跟他们在一起吃鱼，告诉他们：“我是一个真真实实的人。”
And I am real. I'm sharing the food with you.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒将来的复活，不是我们现在这样的身体的活。
Dear sisters and brothers, one day the Jesus resurrection is different than what we think.
而是像耶稣基督那样的复活。
And it will be just like Jesus Christ.
有一个崭新的身体。
Has a brand new body.
有些人会错误的认为呢。说基督徒的复活只是灵的复活。
And a lot of people think our resurrection is just a spiritual one.
那么就说不一定有身体，身体是不好的。
So we do not have the physical body.
我想这不是圣经的启示。
But this is not the revelation of the Bible.
身体没有什么不好的。
And we're not saying that the body, anything is wrong with the body.
只有当我们离开神的时候，这个身体才不好。
Only when we leave God, the body is not good.
不但身体不好，灵魂也会不好。
And besides, the body is not good, our soul is not good either.
但是因着神的恩典，他要赐福给我们。
Because it's a grace, he wants to give it to us.
所以将来我们是一个有像耶稣一样的身体。
And one day we will have a just new body just like Jesus Christ.
可以有发光的哈。
And it can shine.
那么不像我们现在的身体有这么多的麻烦哈。
And will not be like a body we have a lot of health and other issues.
非常的脆弱哈。
And it's very fragile.
所以我们真的要怀着感恩的心感谢上帝为我们将来预备的美好的恩赐。
We need a heart of gratitude that he has given us the new hope.
以前在新加坡有一个很富有的商人。
And in Singapore, there was a very wealthy businessman.
家里面非常有钱。
Very, very wealthy.
因为他们家既有 old money, 又有 new money.
And they have old money and new money.
所以呢几辈人下来。
After many generations.
所以呢他是非常的有钱。
Very, very wealthy.
不过呢他后来就诊断出得了这个一个癌症呢，那么医生告诉他，你大概只能活三个月。
And he was diagnosed with a cancer that probably you can live a few more months.
于是呢，他就想办法到处去寻找这个名医呀。
And he was searching someone who can heal him.
你知道这个时候，人们看西医一看没辙了怎么办？就找中医嘛哈。
And so if you are looking for Western medicine, if they cannot help you, so start looking for Chinese medicine.
那么他有钱呢，居然找了一个非常有名的中医师。
And so because he's so wealthy, he found a very famous Chinese medicine.
于是呢，这个他就跟这中医说：“你如果能够把我的生命啊，再延长三个月。”
So he asked the Chinese medicine doctor, "If you can prolong my life for 3 more months."
那我就怎么样重金的酬谢。
I will give you a lot of money.
因为什么？因为我想看看我这个最小的儿子啊，他要大学毕业。
Because I really want to witness my younger son graduate from university.
那个是我的心愿，我真的是求求你帮助。
And that's my wish. Please help me.
这个医生真的是这个医术高明哈。
And this Chinese medicine doctor is really good.
那么诊断了之后，他就说没问题，我可以保证你再多活三个月。
So after he diagnosed him, he said, "Yeah, I'm going to prolong your life for 3 more months."
所以过了三个月，他参加完他儿子的毕业典礼，非常开心呢，高兴。然后他又，哎呀，又找着医生去了哈。
And after 3 months, he attended his son's graduation. He was very, very happy.
他说我还有个心愿。
But then he went to Chinese medicine doctor again. I want to have one more wish.
我想参加我儿子的婚礼。
But I want to go to my son's wedding.
他有个女朋友已经谈了好几年了。
He already has a girlfriend. And they
知道我在世上也活不了多久。
And they know probably I'm not going to live very long.
他们想也是在我有生之年想结婚哈。
And they want to get married before I die.
那你能不能再给我延几个月
？And can you prolong my life a few more months？
这医生说：“好吧，我试试，我尽我的所能吧。”
And this Chinese medicine doctor said, "I'm going to give my best."
那么结果呢？这个商人他说：“我呀，加倍上次给你的钱，我多加给你钱给你。”
I'm going to double reward you with the money I gave you last time.
真的又过了三个月，他的这个儿子结婚，哎呀，这个非常喜庆的日子，非常开心啊，大家都很好啊，他也感觉不错啊。
After 3 months, and his son got married. It was celebration. Everybody was so happy.
那么完了之后，他又去找医生了。
Afterward, he went to see the doctor again.
他说：“医生啊
，Doctor，
我呀，真的是想抱孙子哎。
But I really want to have a grandchild.
那么你能不能再想想办法
？Can you think of some way？
再让我多活几个月
？Let me live a few more months。
我可以看见我的孙子
，So I can see my grandson。
我呀，我把我的家产的一半都给你。
I'll give half of my wealth to you。
这医生跟他说什么
？Do you know what he？
你家产的一半，你还是自己留着吧。
You just keep what you have right now。
没可能的了
Impossible.
因为再过一年哪可能，不能那么久。
There's no way that way I can prolong your life any longer.
所以弟兄姐妹
Dear sister and brother.
如果我们可以多求几个月的生命，我们都是这样 乐意把我们的血本都拼上的哈。
And sometimes we want to prolong our life a little bit, even willing to pay a lot of our money.
那么，耶稣基督将来给我们的是一个永不朽坏、永不衰败，是什么？一个完美无比的身体。
And one day that Jesus Christ is going to get a body is a perfect for us.
我们岂不是真的怀着一颗感恩的心来领受？
So don't we have this gratitude to receive His blessing?
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear God, that we just want to thank you for your blessing.
今天是复活的日子。
Today is a resurrection.
我们纪念主耶稣基督的复活。
And we remember his resurrection.
这美好的消息。
This is a wonderful news.
让我们知道说主你赐给我们的乃是是最美好的。
Whatever you give us is the best.
是世界上所没有的。
And there's nothing we can get from this earth.
是我们用一切没有办法去买回来的。
And we cannot, nothing we can pay to get this.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的盼望。
We thank you to give this wonderful hope.
让我们单单的仰望主。
So we look up to you only.
让这复活的盼望和复活的能力在我们身上可以发动。
The hope of resurrection and the power that continue to be with us.
真是盼望着耶稣基督再来的日子。
Then hope for your second coming.
将在地上建立一个神的国度。
And we'll build the eternal God's kingdom.
愿主你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And your will on earth is like being in heaven.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.